Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends this Friday evening. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone this evening to Bernie Porn with Epic MRA, a public opinion market research company in the Lansing area. Good evening, Bernie. How are you?
Good Friday evening, Cheryl. How are you?
Well, it is a TGIF for me. I hope it is for you as well.
It sure is. I look forward to the weekend.
There you go. I do, too. That's one poll we'll both agree on. We have two, right? We have two right there.
100%.
Absolutely. Those are the easy ones. This other one was a little more complicated and in-depth than that, and that's what you do so well. Taking a look at polling numbers for Governor Rick Snyder a couple of months into the new administration, first, why don't we start with where his numbers started in January and then take a look at where they've gone?
Sure. In January, he went into office with, I think, just a tremendous reservoir of goodwill with the voters. 59% had a favorable opinion of him. About half of voters obviously didn't see what he was doing with his job yet, so they were undecided about that. But a big change occurred in the direction of the state. After like at least 2 to maybe 3 years of voters saying the state is off in the wrong direction by 70 to 80%, you had that number just by his election pretty much going even up with 41% saying wrong track, 39 right direction. So that was probably the biggest change. But that has changed significantly since he took office and dramatically after he released his budget plans. Right before he released the budget plans, when some of it started coming out, he slipped from 59 down to 54%. And then this most recent survey, after he actually released his budget plans and had explained it, he dropped down to 44% personal favorability, and his unfavorables doubled from 13 to 27%. And at the same time, the last time his job rating was at 37% positive, 21% negative, and the undecided had dropped down to 41%. But after his budget message, his job rating became negative, 36% negative and 32% positive. And that really hasn't been stressed too much in the media coverage thus far, with about a third undecided. So that's a sea change of public opinion in a very short period of time.
Well, so what all those numbers mean right off the bat, people are like, it's time for a change. It's a good change. Clearly, that's what the voters in the state of Michigan said. Then they're hearing what the proposals are, and they're like, whoa, wait a minute. We're not sure we signed up for this.
However, when you test some of the specific items that he is proposing, there are some that people like. And there are others that they really dislike.
Well, why don't we jump into some of those right off the bat? The tax on pensions. What do the numbers look like on that? There's been a lot of publicity, a lot of media coverage of taxing pensions.
Well, a 53% majority opposes the proposal that he's made to tax pensions, there's a big difference by the partisan breakdown. Democrats are overwhelmingly opposed to it. So are independents, but Republicans favor it.
Now, is that a surprise to you at all?
I'm surprised that there isn't a greater opposition to that. There were other proposals that had much more opposition. For example, the elimination of the tax credits for donations to food banks, homeless shelters, and universities, and public broadcasting. 63% opposed that part. The next one was obviously funding to public schools. 62% opposed that. And we've heard a lot about the earned income tax credit program. 58% opposed that proposal. But the other side of the coin is that people did support some of his ideas. The revenue sharing idea, you had 59% supporting taking that fund that's statutory for local governments, two-thirds of which currently goes to Detroit, and putting up a pool of $200 million where communities have to try and reach cost savings to qualify for it in a yet unspecified formula of doing that. 69%, and this was surprising to me, said let's keep the tax when it drops from 4.35, the current level, down to 4.25 this coming October 1st. Let's keep that level at 4.25 and not let it drop down to 3.9 as the law currently requires. And that 69% supported, and surprisingly, over 80% of Republicans supported doing that.
And so what they're saying is we're understanding we're in bad shape and we're going to have to pay for this somewhere. Let's leave this.
Yeah, there's no free lunch, and we understand that is a need. But I think the biggest problem he has is that I don't feel that the voters view his plans as a shared sacrifice. When you cut taxes for business by 86%, right now the Michigan business tax collects about $2 billion, and through an elimination of the Michigan business tax and applying his 6% tax, which a 49 to 43% plurality opposes that idea, once you do that, that's a cut of $1.8 billion out of $2 billion in taxes that are currently brought in. So voters are uncomfortable about doing that, especially when you're going to pay for it with the taxes on pensions, eliminating the earned income tax credit, and some of the other ideas that he had.
Now, what are there any? You know, you mentioned a few of the things that folks liked. Are you surprised by some of their likes as well as the dislikes?
I was a little surprised by the revenue sharing number, the 59%, because there's been a lot of news coverage about how local governments are going to suffer by that. And there's confusion as to what the constitutional requirement is for distribution of revenue sharing on a per capita basis, and then that pot of money, the statutory $300 million that's distributed more based on a tax effort among the local governments. And there's a lot of local governments that have been saying this is really going to be a hardship to us. Now, if we get to a point where there's layoffs of police and fire because of that, and they're able to point to Lansing and say Governor Snyder and the legislature is responsible for that, I think that you're going to see some shift in approval of that proposal, because I'm not sure they really fully understand it.
Well, and eliminating the statutory and kind of putting the money, lowering that $300-some million, and then putting it in a pool that apparently with best practices they have to kind of compete for.
That's right, and that has yet to be defined. It includes, I think he's trying to have local governments replicate what he is trying to do in terms of the sacrifices of state employees on their benefits, paying a higher amount for their health care and that part of the premium that they pay, I think going up to 20%. The average right now at the state level is about 10. And a lot of local governments have even less than that. And I think that's one of the things that he's trying to do is to persuade them with a carrot approach. You get money if you use this best practices as he has defined that in terms of reducing your employee cost, and then also consolidating services. And everybody is in favor of that. We've been doing polling for 20 years with local governments and school districts, and whenever we tested consolidation of bus service, food service between communities, between school districts, they've always overwhelmingly supported that.
It was interesting to me in terms of K through 12 education and higher education. According to the polling, Democrats in the poll opposed cuts to both higher education and K through 12, and Republicans favored cuts to K-12 and higher education.
That's correct. And by the way, there has been a correction made on the higher education, because the press coverage prior to the last few days had talked about there being a 15% cut to higher education, and if in fact the universities were able to keep their tuition at 7% or less, they could get some of that money back. Well, that's not really true at all, but that's what we based our survey on. So that's not really necessarily a good reflection of public opinion, because it's really worse. It's a 15% cut, and if you don't have the 7.1% or less tuition increases, you will end up having a 22% cut in your university, and that's a lot different than what has been billed.
Yeah, I did hear that from an educator. So I was aware of that. I appreciate you clarifying that. Are these numbers kind of typical, and as you said, in your 20 years of doing this, are these kind of typical when the honeymoon's off a little bit, when, I mean, it's, we're looking for change, we get change, and then we're like, oh, here we go.
Then there's maybe a little bit of buyer's remorse. I think there's still a lot of indecision, and there's people still like him. Even Democrats have a higher, I guess, appreciation for him personally than they do his job rating, even though they are now negative on that. But it's interesting, even among Republican voters, 72% have a favorable opinion of him, but only 52% give him a positive job rating.
So we'll just keep following this because the numbers change. This poll was just done on Saturday, correct?
That's correct.
So last Saturday,
just from last Saturday till Tuesday.
Okay, well, it's interesting stuff, Bernie. I thank you for sharing it with us and clarifying it for us.
Anytime. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great weekend as well. Bernie Porn with Epic MRA here in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.